You're listening to KX93.5. We are Laguna Beach, California's only FM radio station. There's lots and lots and lots of content, podcasts, whatnot, at KX935.com. You should check all of that stuff out. But before you do, here's my interview. I'm Jason Feddy with two members of the band, Dengue Fever, from June 12th, 2014. Oh, and by the way, I should mention that before I started to record this interview, I tried to play a track by the band and it turned out to be a load of car honking noises. So I referred to that a couple of times in the interview, and that's what that's all about. All right. In the studio with me, Ethan and Nimal from the band Dengue Fever. You guys play basically Cambodian pop music from the 1960s and 70s. And it's an incredible collaboration between you guys. Nimal is here, and Ethan is here from the band. I really wanted to play some music before we started so people could get the idea of it. Can I do that? Let me find a track that's definitely you guys, all right? Here's Tiger Phone Card, all right? Let's do that. This is Dengue Fever on KX93.5.
You live in Phnom Penh. I check my email.
I'm working out to fall asleep.
So I write you back and count your days until we'll be together.
The first thing that I do is throw my arms around you
and never let go. From my hotel room, I'm sitting on the hallway floor. I know that we are so, 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 so tired. My phone card is expired.
You only call me when you're drunk. I can tell it by your voice. It's the only time that you open up to me and tell me that you love.
Thousand feet high, flying through the dead of night. I took an Ambien and you came to visit me in my dream.
You were bathed in blue light, floating right in front of me. Your face was so, 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 so bright. I had to close my eyes to see.
All right, finally got it right. Tiger Phone Card, Dengue Fever there on KX93.5. Ethan Holtzman is here. And Nimal.
Yes.
Hi, Nimal.
Hi.
Hi, Ethan.
Hey, Jason.
Ethan, you're from Los Angeles, California.
Yes.
And Nimal, you're from Cambodia.
Yes.
Where in Cambodia are you from?
I'm born in Bat Nam Bong.
And where is that sort of geographically?
It's close from the north, and close to Siem Reap and Ban Thi Minh Chay. Close to Thailand.
Yes. Close to Thailand. There you go. Now you've got me. I'm going, wow. Wow, I'm so embarrassed that, you know, we're so like British people and Americans, terrible.
I think they know.
Well, some of them. When did you come here?
I came here in 2000. Yes.
And why did you come here originally?
I came here from singing Cambodian New Year's, start singing. The sponsor, they live in Minneapolis.
Right.
So they sponsored me to sing, celebrate Cambodian New Year.
And you're quite well known in your home country.
I'm sorry?
Were you quite well known? Do people know about you in your home country?
Actually, I'm become a singer already. So
right, so you're already famous.
Yes,
in Cambodia.
Yes.
Hey, listen, there's nothing wrong with being big in Cambodia. Wish I was. And Ethan, how did this happen, this collaboration?
The collaboration happened when my brother Zach, and I we grew up playing music together, and we decided... I had recently gotten back from spending 6 months backpacking in Southeast Asia, and Cambodia was the country that really stood out. I mean, all the countries were pretty incredible and new experiences for me, but
That the first time you traveled outside the United States extensively?
Extensively, well, yeah, I did a little bit of Europe, you know, when I was younger, for maybe a month or something, but yeah, 6 months was definitely the longest trip, and I guess I traveled to Mexico a bit, but this was culture shock for me. And the music that I came across, I collected. So I got a bunch of cassette tapes in Cambodia. And when I got back home, my brother moved back from San Francisco. He was playing in a band for up there. And so that ended, and we started to kind of write music together. And then randomly I was taking a shower, and I step out and I hear him listening to some music, and I'm just like, that's so familiar. What is it? And it turns out, you know, it was Cambodian rock from the 60s that he had gotten turned on to. So he had some, and then I had some. So we kind of compiled it, and we went out looking for a singer. You know, we didn't know right away where we were going to find a Cambodian singer, but after a little bit of time, we learned that there is a large population of Cambodians living in Long Beach.
Right. So they call it Little Phnom Penh, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how it started. We went to Long Beach looking for singers at these nightclubs, and we finally went to one called the Dragon House, and that's where we saw Nimal on stage, and she was fresh off the boat. She couldn't speak. She could say thank you and yes.
Well, that's good. She didn't know no yet. You hadn't learned no at this point.
I don't know yet.
That's cool. The idea was to play this music. And what's incredible to me about you guys is everybody's trying to be famous in LA. Everybody wants to. And this is not something that's going to. You're singing in Khmer, which is the language of Cambodia, and you don't. This is just a labor of love for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's just her voice and her language, it's like a very interesting, bizarre instrument, and that's what attracted me to the music. I mean, there was familiar sounds, like a lot of the stuff from the 60s, you know,
the guitars and the drum sounds,
the
and
organs
everything.
Too, that's yeah, yeah. The key. So there are these Farfisa organs that I would hear, like, on, you know, the Doors records, stuff like that. So, you know, that's but yeah, it is a labor of love, and but it's been fun. It's taken us all around the world.
Yeah, well, let me try again to play the track I wanted to play before.
Yes.
I think I've got it now. From one of your earlier albums, Escape from Dragon House, I think this is a track called Tap Water. It may just be noises of dogs barking or something. I don't know, but let's give it a try, because it's really interesting. And again, this is one of the earlier songs that's entirely in the Khmer language. And then you can explain what the song's about in a minute, if you don't mind, Nimal.
Okay.
Hang on one sec. Let me see if I can get this right. First, I have to play this. It's completely chaotic, because first I have to play a jingle, and then I have to try and play the song. So let's give it a go.
Hello, girls and boys. Today, we're going to make music.
KXRNLP, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, KX 93.5.
Yeah, Dengue Fever there on KX93.5. Finally managed to get that track Tap Water going. Yes, a little bit embarrassing there, but I'm famous for making those kind of mistakes on the radio station, so that's why they employed me. Makes everybody else look good. You see, now that song Tap Water, what's can you explain? Can you talk to me about the lyric?
Yeah, just listening it, it's in about the girl in a laundry girl. So she do a laundry, stuck in the laundry. So she heard the corn rolling in the wash machine, and she's watched the TV on the wall, something like that. Yeah, it just. She's a laundry girl.
She's a laundry girl. She hears a coin in the money.
Yeah, the money in the wash machine.
Right.
And rolling, and she's watched TV on the wall. So she want to get out, but she could because the clothes still wet.
Now, is that a lyric that you guys wrote, or is this a cover of an old?
No, that's an original.
Exactly. That's an original one.
Yeah, our first album, which is just self-titled Dengue Fever, that was all the cover songs we started with. And then there was one original on the first record. I think it's 22 Nights. Yeah. Or no, Connect Four. Sorry, Connect that's Four, the first version. Yeah. Then our second album was like the opposite, Escape from Dragon House. It was all originals with one cover tune. And now we've just pretty much started just to do all original music.
Original material. And also you've made a transition to more, I know there was some English in that last song, but early on it was mostly in Khmer language.
Yes, the first
and
one.
And you've made that transition to more English. Is that because your English has gotten better, Nimal?
I hope so.
Is that why you do more English?
We try to be a little bit English, a little bit Khmer, because ours, audience, if they 70% is Western.
Right.
So 30% is Cambodian when we are on tour in around the world. So that's why we try to do 50% English, 50% Khmer. So we make the fans happy. So
right, you can sort of appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? I mean, it's quite. This is going to sound terrible. Okay, so forgive me. But yes. Do you feel a bit like all these hipsters, they don't really understand what this music is, or?
I feel like our music is different because I'm from Southeast Asia. I understand they don't understand what we say, but the music is very important.
Right.
So we can show the world, so we have our own style.
And it's already a combination of Western, in quotation marks, music from the 60s and 70s and Khmer language, not like you're bringing, old school traditional music, which people are just, kind of pretending to like. It's very easy to like this music.
Exactly.
I found you on Spotify.
So.
It is. I found you on Spotify just sort of rooting around and was completely blown away. And I went out to Mookie, who's our musical director, and said, you've got to listen to this music and look at this band. Because you hear the music and you think, this is going to be a bunch of Cambodians. Then you see a picture of the band and it's clearly like a load of LA Jews. And this beautiful Cambodian girl is very, very interesting stuff. Could you talk to me a bit about the movie Sleepwalking Through the Mekong?
Sleepwalking Through the Mekong was a documentary film that the director was a friend of ours, John Perazzi. He actually, the song Tiger Phone Card was written about John Perazzi. He actually got married to the girl. It was because that was a long distance love. Hmm. It was like the difficulties of being in love with a guy or girl who lives in Cambodia, and he was in New York. So
yeah.
It's like the things of whatever the
having to get that phone card for. That's a really good bit of background.
10 years ago, they used the phone card for sure.
Yeah.
That was
now no phone card.
Now you can just internet. Skype.
Vonage or whatever. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, John directed the film, and it shows our band Dengue Fever going back to Cambodia for the first time, and it was heavy because it was like the music that we were playing, it stopped, and the music that inspired us to form, it stopped in the Khmer Rouge. So there was like with all the genocide, all the musicians they were killed in the early 70s. So when we went back there, it was kind of like there was it wasn't now you go to Cambodia and it's different. The tourism is thriving.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of restaurants and nightclubs.
It's so much change right now.
Now, what year was that when you went back there?
2005.
This was 2005.
Yes, and then 5 years for me, and I will come back to my country.
Right.
So that's why it's the first time for us to come back, to go to Cambodia. And then that's why we do a documentary about us called Sleepwalking Through the Mekong.
And that was the first time that you'd been back, Ethan, and also you, also Nimal, for 5 years.
Yeah.
Okay, I know that feels. I did the same thing when I came here, but not quite the same politically. So what you're saying is that all the music that you love from the 60s, a lot of those musicians were killed because they were not allowed to make that music during the time of the Khmer Rouge, which is what, the early... late 70s?
It happened, like, the music was happening, like, up until the Khmer Rouge came in, which is in the early 70s.
Yeah.
You know, I think what it all, it was like, yeah, 77.
And that was the end of that. What kind of music was allowed during the Khmer Rouge?
Whatever was just pro-Pol Pot. So yeah. A lot, some of the surviving musicians that we've met, because now we've done a lot of work with, like, an organization called Cambodian Living Arts, which actually gets, it inspires kids to keep traditional Cambodian dance and music alive, you know. So it's a real good organization that we work with and do shows to raise funds with over there.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I want to talk to you about, I want to ask you about your charitable work as well.
Mm-hmm.
But tell you what, let me play the theme tune from Sleepwalking Through the Mekong. We play that music because we are ostensibly a music station. I want to play that track, and then and hopefully it's not just a load of animal noises. And
a little bit at the beginning, so birds.
All right, I'll try not to fall off my seat in fear. and we'll talk a bit more about. I want to talk more about Cambodia and also and the political.
The show's coming up.
Stuff and shows coming up, yes. And we will mention your website and everything and whatever it is you've got to sell. But the music's very interesting. The story is incredible. Dengue Fever on KX93.5. Back in a minute. God, it's just beautiful, beautiful music from Dengue Fever there. Sleepwalking through the Mekong, which was the theme tune. Is that the way you say? You don't say theme tune, do you? What do you say? What's the word for that?
Title track.
Yeah. of the film Sleeping Through the Mekong, which they made back in 2005, when both the band and Nimal, the singer, went back to Cambodia, or Kampuchea.
Kampuchea is our Khmer, we call Kampuchea. Cambodia is English called Cambodia.
Yeah, it's the English same way of saying it,
yes,
yeah.
It's easy as Cambodia,
yeah.
Kampuchea. So.
I like Kampuchea.
Yeah,
so that makes me
I'm
sound
from Kampuchea, yes.
Sounds exotic.
Yeah.
So the movie came out in 2005. And when you went back there, you found that we were talking about the political situation in Cambodia, Kampuchea, and that a lot of the original artists from these songs had been killed by the Khmer Rouge.
Yes.
Now, were things becoming more free in 2005, or were things still quite restricted? Anymore.
It is more after Khmer Rouge, and we have much better our country. So right now, 2005, now 2014.
Yeah.
So I think we've been in almost every year, start with the 2008, 2009, 2007.
Oh, you've been back every year?
Yeah, we've been back to play music with Dengue Fever. So it is much better and much better than when I was there in 1997.
Yeah, that 97, so, when she was a kid there, and
yeah.
When I first went there, it was 97, 98. It was like, it was exciting to be there, but it was like anything could happen, because it was just
the road is still fixing.
Yeah,
the
roads
road
were blown
on
up.
The freeway.
Roads were crappy, right?
Well, bridges
yeah.
were gone.
You did you go, feel the yeah. police? Did you feel like a pre? Do you think? Did you feel like there was like Secret Service everywhere, or was it that kind of thing, or not so much?
It just felt like, you know, the tour books back then. It was like, don't walk off the path because there's still landmines that could blow
right.
up.
Right.
And it seems like now they've cleared like a lot of it. They've done a lot of good work, but like. Back to the documentary. So yeah, it was just a heavy experience to get back there and play music. And we played a concert in this area, the Basak, and it was an outdoor stage, and it was just a free show, and it was just for like thousands of these villagers, and it was just really bizarre. It was a very it was a surreal experience to just see them. You know, for one, the traditional Cambodians, when you after you play a song, they don't applaud.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
dead silent.
Yeah.
So you're like, well, do they like it or not?
Well, at least you had Nimal to smile at you and go, it's okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
I am nervous too, first time. So we got to play on live TV show.
Yeah.
And after that, we went to Kampot, the city of Kaip, and then we went to do a video documentaries, and they recognize us. They people, oh, I saw you guys on TV last night. So Dengue Fever is it? Oh, we okay? Nobody throw anything.
Fantastic! It must be brilliant. It's great for you and great for the country as well. It's just such a good bit of sort of social outreach from one continent to the other. It's just a really good combination, and it doesn't feel contrived in any way, you know. Tell us about shows, gigs coming up, recordings. What's happening? Are you recording right now?
Yeah, we're recording. We're in the middle of we're in the latter half of our next album.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna try to have it released probably early next year. So we're working on that. It's gonna be our first full length album on our own label we started, which is Tuk Tuk Records.
Uh-huh.
TUK.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm excited. The songs are, it's always fun just writing new material and having just new sounds and just going in new directions. And it seems like that's what we're doing. And
it's not fun, hard work.
It is hard work, yeah.
And the studio, do you prefer, Nimal, do you prefer performing live to being in the studio? Do you like being in the studio, or do you like being on stage?
For me, if recording is very different, but live, in front of people, it make me more energy.
Yeah.
When I see people smiling,
yeah.
I see people like they very comfortable.
Uh-huh.
And so that's make me feel more a lot of energy. So
yeah, there's a sort of conversation going on in a studio. It's just you.
Just us.
And the band. You've seen the band before.
Yes.
That's okay. So the record's gonna be out hopefully early next year, and yeah. We'll be very excited here to get hold of that. There's an EP. Which I did. I had it somewhere, didn't I? I was just looking at it. What's the EP called?
Girl from the North.
Girl from the North. I had it in front of me 2 minutes ago.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Girl from the North is the EP with three tracks on it. So that's available now.
Yeah.
All the music's available on all the different various places. I discovered you on Spotify, so I know you're certainly there. I'm sure iTunes and all those other places. And the record's been distributed. The last one was distributed by Peter Gabriel's.
Our last record, actually, we did on Concord or Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is. And then the one before, Venus on Earth, that was where Real World, the label in Box, England.
Box, England.
Box.
Yeah.
Box.
Box. Yeah. Box, yeah. It's near Bath, isn't it?
Yeah,
Bath.
Exactly.
Box.
Exactly. So we got to go to the...
Did you record there?
Yes.
It was amazing.
That's the studio with the... Because I mixed these things up in my mind for such a long time. But isn't that the studio with the drum booth with the stream running underneath?
Exactly.
It? That is the one.
It's got the water, and then there's the stone room.
The wood
room, which is all room. And then there's one that seriously feels like you're...
Far away from the town.
Yeah, it's very far away.
Like, you step into this one room, and it's just... There's this huge board, mixing board, and the ceilings are, like, just massive. It's really, really... We got to stay there for probably 10 nights, and they cooked for us.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little cafeteria there.
Yes.
Did you meet Peter Gabriel?
Yes.
You did meet him.
Yeah,
how was that?
We played a party for him, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
He's a very cool guy.
He is a cool guy, yeah.
He's very sweet, and he's... Yes.
I think he called us a bunch of mongrels.
Do you know what? I've met him that one time at that studio just to say, I came out of that cafeteria and he was having a cigarette outside.
Yeah.
I came out to have a cigarette, I was smoking at the time, and he was standing, and I've never been so starstruck in my life.
Oh.
Just to bump into him, I went, you know, I was doing a vocal on somebody's album or something, you know. It's really cool. Beautiful, beautiful place. That's really cool. So let's talk about shows, because you've got a show coming up on Saturday.
Yes, we have a show coming up in Long Beach at Federal Bar. This Saturday is coming up, so I think we get a birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's my brother's birthday and Nimal's birthday, the same, the 14th, 15th. So
it's going to be a big night. A lot of people from the Cambodian community, no doubt.
I hope so. Please come to... On Saturday, if you heard it.
Yeah, well, it's a homecoming gig for both of you.
Yeah.
And it's birthdays. You guys have been so, so nice. I didn't know what to expect. I wasn't sure if it was going to be like a bunch of intellectual people. But you're very nice and down to earth.
You're saying we're not intellectual?
I am not saying that. I did not say that. But Ethan Holzman is here. Nimal is here from the band Dengue Fever. I was a bit starstruck to meet you, really, because I'm such a fan, you know.
Thank
and
you.
I feel like you're the only band, really, that I've ever discovered. Everybody else listens to a lot of music, out, you know, in the studio and in the office. And so you were my creation.
Nice.
I made you around here at KX 93.5. And we're glad you've come in and just delighted. Federal Bar Long Beach this Saturday. I think we've got tickets to give away, and I'll find out in a minute. I'll go out in the office.
And then we have another one is... called Music Cambodian Music Festival in August 3rd at Ford Theatre in Hollywood too.
At the Ford Theatre?
John Hanson Ford.
Oh yeah, that's a great gig. Very nice. Yeah. Beautiful place.
Yeah, we I'm very sure they have 11 artists.
11 artists?
Yeah.
It's a big festival. It's like Cambodian festival.
So
I think we're headlining it, so it should be interesting. That's a nice... Yeah, the John Hanson Ford. Last time I was there, I was...
For the first 17, time.
Saw the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, it's that big a gig. Yeah. Beautiful outdoor amphitheatre. That's going to be cool. Cambodian Festival, August the 3rd. So I guess there'll be all kinds of cultural stuff going on there. Big Buddhas.
Oh, I don't know.
Noodles. Pho.
Yeah.
I'm thinking.
Pho is Vietnamese. Yeah.
Oh, pardon me. See, I'm an idiot. I've done it again.
Beef lo clac.
That's like you just called me Irish.
Yeah.
I just did that to you. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome because it's the first time for Cambodian Music Festival. So I think if you are nervous, check it out, Dengue Fever, please come to check it out on August 3rd.
Absolutely. And denguefever.com, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Is that the website?
Yes. Yeah, denguefevermusic.com.
Denguefever Music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and you can find these guys on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. And any tips for the World Cup?
You know, I'm a basketball fan, and I like soccer and football. I don't follow
it. I think maybe I'm going to choose Brazil.
Well, you're saying that, but I'm looking at the TV screen right now. It's the first game right now of the World Cup.
Because I heard Brazil's good.
No, they are. They're really tipped to be the winners, and they're at home too.
Yes.
So that's important. But they're losing right now to Croatia, which is a real... unusual thing to happen.
What's the score?
It's 1-0, 1-0. Okay. But they're only 26 minutes into it.
Mm-hmm. If they lose today, what happens?
If Brazil lose today?
Are they out?
No, they're not out.
Okay.
It's the top two teams. But I imagine one or two of them get shot. You know, some of them are thrown into jail.
Yeah.
And it's a lesson and a message for the rest of the team.
What?
No, I'm just kidding, Nimal. I'm being British.
But that happened, yeah.
Yeah, it did happen.
The referee, right?
Was it the ref?
Yeah, the ref was shot. They didn't like the call.
Quite right, too. Absolutely, that's what they should do with all of them.
Spain's good, too. Spain and French.
I don't think I don't know who else is in it. I don't think the French are in it, even. Spain in it, even?
Yes.
Yes, they are, yeah. Group B. With the Netherlands, Chile and Australia. So there you go. All right, Dengue Fever, so nice of you to drive down from LA to be with us here at our little Pearl Street studios. Please, please come again.
Thanks, Jim.
I'll be on your mailing list because I want to come and see the band. It's so interesting and so cool. All right, here's a Girl from the North from that EP we were just talking about a second ago. Dengue Fever on KX 93.5. Thanks again, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.